Welcome to Torah Timecha, Nach Yomi with the OU Women's Initiative. My name is Shulamit Rubin, and today we are studying Chapter 51, Nun Aleph in Tehillim. Chapter Nun Aleph in Tehillim was composed after David had been with Bathsheba and the Ruach HaKodesh departed from him. This is David's effort to recapture the spirit of holiness. He composed a mizmar with the hope, LeDavid, that once again, the Holy Spirit, the Ruach HaKodesh, would descend upon him. This was composed after Nathan HaNavi, Nathan the prophet, came to David and told him by means of a parable that he had sinned with Bathsheba. When David became aware of this, immediately he proclaimed in Shmuel Beis, Perek Yud Beis, Chatasi LaHashem, I have sinned to God. It is here in Tehillim Nun Aleph that we are privy to David's inner turmoil and his cheshbon hanefesh, the reckoning with himself after being aware of the sin and the ramifications of the sin with Bathsheba. David implores Hashem, Chaneni Elokim, have mercy upon me, Hashem. Kerov rachamecha mecheb sha'ai, in your great compassion, utterly blot out my transgression. Herev kabseni me'evoni, cleanse me entirely of my iniquity, umechatasi tahareni, and purify me of my sin. The Alshach points out that there are three different words used here for sin. There is pesha, the most severe sin, avon, less so, and chet. Chait is missing the mark. David confesses to all of them. Pesha'ai is particularly in plural form because David confesses to two severe sins. The fact that Uriah, Bathsheba's husband, was killed on the battlefield rather than by Beis Din, and was killed with the Cherev B'nei Amon, with the sword of a foreign nation. David also confesses to the avon, the chilul Hashem, that was committed. Although David had not, God forbid, committed adultery, the sin was perceived that way by the nation, and that created a great chilul Hashem. And finally, David confesses to what, in fact, the chet was. He had taken Bathsheba prematurely. David had correctly discerned that Bathsheba was his destined wife. David correctly discerned that Bathsheba would be the mother of the heir to the throne. However, David misinterpreted the events by which he became aware of Bathsheba and took her prematurely, and that was a grave sin. Herev kabseni me'avoni umechatasi tahareni, and therefore he asks Hashem to wash him of his iniquity. But in Pasuk Vav, David says the following, L'cha levadcha chatasi v'hara be'enecha asisi. Against you alone I have sinned. Now, how is it that David claims to have sinned against Hashem alone, when in fact it appears that Uriah, Bathsheba, and perhaps on some level Klal Yisrael were also involved in this sin and in somehow wronged? There are two possibilities for what this means. One could be that, in fact, this was a sin that was committed privately and it would not have become well known. So L'cha levadcha could suggest that only God really knew about the sin and very few others. And David initially had asked for this entire incident to be excised from Nevi'im and that it would not be known at all. And Hashem did not grant that request because Hashem wanted us to learn from David what it means to do tshuva. And David is the Baal tshuva par excellence. It appears that the sin was not widely known because his sons who rebelled against him, Avshalom and Adoniah, never mentioned this. On the other hand, though, we have evidence that the sin was known, or at least it was surmised, because the Gemara tells us that when David was in the Beis Medrash and they came to learn about the Arba Misos Beis Din, the four transgressions by which the people are put to death by Beis Din, the four types of death, there were those who came to David and said, "Oh, David, what's the punishment for adultery?" And David would say, "Well, it's strangulation, but the person who dies by Beis Din gets a kapara. However, someone who embarrasses someone publicly will not have a chelik in Olam Haba." So therefore, we see that there's evidence that the sin was not known, and there is also evidence that the sin was known. It remains a machlokas. On the other hand, l'cha levadcha chatasi could mean that David is merely acknowledging that God alone knows the extent of the sin. God understands David's own intentions in having committed this sin, and only Hashem can judge David and can mete out punishment. Here David acknowledges, after all, I am human. I was conceived as every child is conceived by a mother. And here David acknowledges that there are deep subconscious intentions that accompany any sin. And although he tried deeply to be introspective and to be aware of his intentions on every level, there are aspects of the sin that remain hidden to him, and he's asking Hashem to teach him wisdom about these secret things, the secret aspects of his sin and his own subconscious. We know that David suffered from tzara'as, another indication to Klal Yisrael that there had been something amiss. And here David asks that he be completely purged and made pure once again until he is as white as snow, even whiter. Tashmi'eni sason v'simcha. David longs to hear joy and gladness once again. When a person is crushed by sin and by depression, by despair, they can't imagine that ever again they will take joy in life. And David longs once again to hear joy and gladness. However, we have an insight as to what he means by that in Pasuk Yud Dalet, where he says, Hashiva li sason yish'echa, that the true joy and gladness would be rejoicing in Hashem's help and in Hashem's Yeshua. We return to Yudalev. Hester panecha mechata'ai b'chol avonosai mechei. The only kind of Hester panim that we would ever request is for Hashem to hide his face from our sins. And now we come to the most beautiful, memorable words. Lev tahar barali elokim v'ruach nachon chadesh bekirbi. This is what tshuva makes possible, for Hashem to fashion a pure heart within us and a new spirit. Al tashlicheni milfanecha, v'ruach kodshecha al tikach mimeni. David begs Hashem not to cast him away from his presence, nor to take away that Holy Spirit, the Ruach HaKodesh, that he longed to return. Hashiva li sason yishecha beruach nediva tismacheni. David is asking for a generous spirit to sustain him. And here is a request that indeed Hashem takes David up on. Alamda poshim derechecha. Although Hashem did not blot out this from Nevi'im, Hashem allowed it to stay. It was for this precise reason, because David requested that he would teach transgressors Hashem's ways. Bechata'im elecha yashuvu, and indeed the sinners would return to Hashem. May we be zocha to do tshuva. Hatzileni midamim elokim elokei teshuasi tarnein l'shoni tzidkasecha. David longs not to be considered to have done a sin that would be considered damim, blood guilt, but rather that he should be able to sing Hashem's praises. And that is what Hashem Svasai Tiftach Ufi Agid Tihil Hasecha requests. Open my mouth and let me declare your praise. And now David goes on to end the kapitel with a discussion of karbanos. And what he says is, Ki lo tachbot zevach ve'etena ola lo tirtzeh. You don't want me to bring sacrifices. It's not burnt offerings that you want. What Hashem wants is a broken spirit, a spirit that is broken with the thought of sin and with the desire to repair itself. Heitiva britzon ches tzion tivnechomos yushalayim. And now David asks for a national request. May it be Hashem's will that the Jewish people in Eretz Yisrael, in Yerushalayim, prosper and that the walls of Jerusalem be built. Oz tachbot zivrei tzedek olav v'chalil, oz ya'alu al mizbachacha parim. And then, having learned what it means to do tshuva, we will once again offer karbanos with the proper intentions, kirvas Elokim litov, to come close to Hashem. Thank you for studying together, Le'iloi Nishmas Malka Esther, Bas Tzvi Yosef.